You're listening to Wake Up Call, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
All right, let's go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Jeff Hammond, Fox Sports, to talk some NASCAR and the race at Talladega yesterday. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing fine, Tony. How about yourself?
Good. Thank you very much for joining us. Jeff, you've been in the sport a long time. The scene before the Talladega race of the drivers and the unity behind Bubba Wallace, what did you make of that? What did you sense from that moment?
Pride. Really a lot of pride in our sport and in the industry as a whole that, you know, we're going to stand up and support our fellow competitor, our fellow human being, for a great cause and for all the right reasons, because we are family. And that's the one thing that this world needs to understand, that when we stand together and we work together, it's not to say we can't have disagreements, but, you know, we need to love one another. And I think yesterday we were trying to show that love and our support. And I think the strength of our sport, I mean, you can put it whatever multiple you think is appropriate, is what we did yesterday. We multiplied our sports than ever.
The investigation the NASCAR is going to do into the incident of the noose being in Bubba Wallace's garage, it's different than in years past, because in years past, you'd have a lot of people that could find their way and find their access, but limited access sort of reduces the amount of people that could have done this. Do you think that this is an investigation that has tangible results at the end, that they'll find out who did it, or is it still a lot of different people and we may never know who put this in there?
We've got to know. I mean, this is one of those questions that has to be answered, because as long as we have doubt on who did it and the reason behind it, we can't. I don't think we're ever going to get 100% clarity and satisfaction out of this transgression. Just having that answer, why? I mean, was it done, you know, by somebody with a different agenda than what we suspect it was? We need to answer it. And I think that NASCAR realizes that, and I'm hoping and praying that with the modern technology we have today, that, you know, somewhere along the way we're going to be able to pick up something on a security camera, or we're going to be able to go back through who had access to this area and could have possibly been involved. Somebody's going to talk sooner or later, and we're going to get the answer we're looking for.
That's what we were talking about this yesterday, and I think the big question for those of us who don't go into infields regularly or don't hang around garage areas regularly, are there cameras around? I mean, I don't know if I'm a race team, I want a camera around while I'm working on my car, but at the same time, there is a security aspect to cameras in those situations. So, I mean, does Talladega routinely have security cameras around the garage area?
NASCAR does. NASCAR comes in, and when they set up the weekend, they have cameras so they can watch and see what's going on in the garage area. It's their, you know, kind of like the ability to keep that looking over your shoulder without having to have a lot of inspectors. I mean, back in the day, NASCAR had a lot of inspectors that patrolled the garage area, especially during the hours we were there, to make sure that competitors weren't trying to pull a fast one on the officials. But today it's done a lot more with, you know, modern technology and cameras and things. Now, that point, it doesn't mean that they were being manned like they would be during operation hours. But I do know that NASCAR realizes the amount of money and how the safety is important. So they have security cameras, I think, that are watching the garage, outside the garage area. Maybe not so much inside the garage area when we're not there, but at least keeping an idea on the transporters and everything, because there's millions and millions of dollars of equipment that are there each and every time we go to a racetrack. So that's another reason for that.
With a lot of attention now that Bubba Wallace has in terms of him speaking out about the Confederate flag issue and then this incident and the sort of warmth and the support that he got from the drivers, a lot of people may not know his background. What kind of driver is he? He's racing for Richard Petty, and he's 26 years old, so he's still a very young guy. What kind of driver is he?
Very capable. I mean, he's already been proven winner in trucks as well as Xfinity Series. I mean, he's got talent. And, you know, it's just a matter of getting him in the right place at the right time. He's had some really great runs like at Indianapolis. I mean, he's been running much better in recent races even. I mean, it's just he keeps showing that he has the ability. He's just got to get the right place, the right time, and it will happen. And I think driving for Richard Petty, there's a lot of people that are working behind the scenes to try to help them, you know, with technology as well as with financing so they can continue to move forward and get back into their winning ways that they've been missing in recent years. But Bubba is a good basically fit for that organization. They just recently this year, you know, reunited him with a winning crew chief that he had in Jerry Baxter from other series. So they're making steps in the right direction, and everything's getting, you know, better each and every week. So I think, you know, the main thing is he can win. I believe he will win. And I think more importantly, he's the right person at this point in time because of his personality and his, I mean, I don't want to use the word acceptance, but the fact right. that he's in the brotherhood right now, he sure. is part of the family, and he has proven that he's got a great personality. I've done a lot of stuff around with Bubba away from the racetrack, and I see who he is, not only behind the wheel, but out in the general public and what he's trying to do with social media. And he's got a heck of a personality, and he's a funny guy, and he's talented. And I think, you know, we're blessed to have him at this particular moment because I think that he's passionate, but he's also got the temperament, I think, to deal with this situation. I mean, I hate to put this on him that way, but he's the right man for the right moment.
Jeff, the return of the sport from the coronavirus shutdown and the way they've been doing it, they've run multiple races in a week. They're going to run, I think, two at Pocono, trying to get the schedule in where they're putting these races in. It's great that it's back. It's great that we are having content. Are the drivers okay with the schedule? Does it work well with teams to race on a Wednesday night after racing on Sunday? What is that process in preparation for a team to do that kind of turnaround?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. It's a challenge. I mean, it's totally against the norm when it comes to our industry. You know, we're used to having, you know, weekly deals on a regular schedule, and now the schedule has, you know, been totally turned upside down. But because of the way these teams are structured, they've been able to rise to the challenge. The preparedness of weekly races, you know, can be met. And NASCAR has actually backed off a little bit with some of the rules and regulations they were going to implement in 2020 as well as in 2021. You know, they've made some allowances to allow the teams so they can, you know, build a couple more cars and have a little bit more of a free hand to get prepared for these weekly races. And I think, you know, overall, it has been a brutal task. But so far, I think everybody's done a pretty dang good job, and they're starting to kind of like get into a rhythm of how to deal with it, how to rest their people. It's almost like, you know, baseball. You know, every now and then, you know, you gotta take a guy out and give him a chance to have a night off. Well, in racing, you know, these guys need days off just like in any other sport. And right now, I think that's where NASCAR and the teams are starting to figure out, I need to let this guy have a Monday off or something, even though I got to take him out on Wednesday. So it's coming together slowly but surely, and all three series are being faced with that kind of challenge, is being prepared. I mean, here in the next couple of weeks, the Gander Outdoor Truck Series, they'll be in Kansas, and they're going to run back-to-back races, just like the Xfinity Series did down at Homestead the other week. So everybody's getting prepared in their own unique way, but I think the most important part of it is they're doing it without a lot of mistakes. I mean, they've been paying attention to detail, and we haven't seen a lot of mechanical issues. So I think that's a big plus.
Is there a competitive disadvantage to middle teams in this schedule, where if you're very well funded and have a fantastic engine department or base garage, you have more of an advantage in this series, or does it matter?
Honestly, I think the people I have talked to on the lesser teams have felt like, you know, maybe it's been a little bit better because the one intangible that always gave the elite teams at advantages. When they practiced and qualified, they were amassing data. They were seeing what the track was like at that moment and the tire combination at that moment. So they were able to take that information, send it to their technical support area, all their engineers back at their home bases, and work on simulations to make their car or their truck better. The way it is now, when you unload, you've got no practice. You know, whatever you have is what you've got, and how you tune during the race is very critical. And some of these lesser teams, I think, have fared better with that, because the bigger teams, the stronger teams, don't have that extra day and night to perfect their vehicle like they have in the past. So a lot of them said they like it better, because now at least they know once they get in the race, it's up to the crew chiefs and the engineers and the tire guys at the moment, along with the driver, to make the right adjustments to get their vehicle further up, you know, as far as in the race, or put themselves in a position to win a race.
Jeff Hammond, Fox Sports, talking some NASCAR. They'll be at Pocono this weekend and running two races coming off their Talladega run on Monday. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thank you so much for your insight to what's going on in the sport.
Well, we appreciate you giving me a call. And, again, y'all take care. And, like you say, tune in this weekend. It should be exciting from the Tricky Triangle.
That's right. In Pennsylvania. Appreciate it, Jeff. Thanks so much.